For a third consecutive night, it is Jay Berman filling in for Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. Twitter available as well, at Jay Berman, J-A-Y-B-E-R-M-A-N. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Don't tell me how to feel. Please, don't ever tell me how to feel. My words right now might not end up in the ears of the U.S. Olympic Committee boss, but if someone can relay a message to Scott Blackman for me, here it is. Don't you dare tell me how to feel. God, that just irritates me to no end. Blackman told the Associated Press that Ryan Lochte, Jimmy Feagan, Gunnar Bentz, and Jack Conger, quote, let down Americans, close quote. He added, quote, and they really let down our hosts in Rio who did such a wonderful job, and we feel very badly about that. I think we ended up in the right place in terms of being able to shine a light on what really happened there. Okie dokie. I consider myself a, quote, official American, and in no way, shape, or form was I let down. I feel let down that Americans aren't defending Americans. That's what Blackman and the USOC should be doing instead of selling out the very athletes that provide a committee with a reason to exist. If for a split second you don't think that those four were robbed or at the very least extorted, do me a favor. Go look up the definition of both robbery and extortion, which we did the other night right here on CBS Sports Radio. Both come into play, and that's when the athletes needed America to help them come to their defense. Be there for them. Instead, somehow, they're now facing further action, as if the gun to the face wasn't enough. That's what Blackman and his cronies are calling it. And by the way, there was a second robbery slash extortion in the case. If you missed it, I'm going to read it to you. Here it is. The aftermath has seen Feagan ordered to pay $10,800 to a local charity by a Rio judge in order to be allowed to leave the country. Conger and Bentz were pulled off their flights for questioning before being allowed to leave for the U.S. Lochte had already left Rio by then. Worthy of repeat, the aftermath has seen Feagan ordered to pay $10,800 to a local charity by a Rio judge in order to be allowed to leave the country. You know how I know that the United States Olympic Committee blew it? You know how I know that? Ask me how. Ask me. The IOC of all committees chimed in, and it was an American that did so. That's how I know. She sold her fellow countrymen down the river faster than you can say it. Let me read just a little bit to you. IOC member, and American Anita DeFrance said they may leave the discipline to the USOC in the end. Here we go. Direct quote. They've forever put themselves on the kind of list you don't want to be remembered for, she told the Associated Press. I wish I could feel sorry for them. Instead, I feel they should have been honest from the beginning. What they did was wrong. But what was even more wrong, it was ridiculous they didn't stand up and tell the truth. Who would it have hurt to tell the truth? No one. And who did it hurt not to tell the truth? It insulted a whole nation. Excuse me? I wasn't insulted. Tom D., were you insulted?
Nah, I wasn't insulted.
Thank you. So how did it insult an entire nation? There we go again. Speaking for me. Telling me how to feel. Me! As if I'm incapable of it. Makes me sick. It makes me so irritated. I'm 100%, 1,000% more insulted by the USOC's actions than I am by Lochte and Company. And it's not even close. Imagine blood, sweat, and tears for your country, only to have it turn its back on you. Why? Because you got a gun to the face. I'd feel betrayed if I was any of those four. For reals, think about it. And yes, if you were with us on Thursday and Friday, Jay Berman's doubling down on what he said. Said it right here on CBS Sports Radio. Tommy agreed with me, and we're doubling down. I'll speak for Tommy. How about that? There was absolutely 100%, without a doubt, a robbery that night. No two ways about it. And for some reason, people are claiming it's okay to stick a gun in someone's face. Surprise, surprise. Americans are okay with other Americans getting guns stuck in their faces. It's 2016 for you. Well, guess what? I'm not okay with that. Luckily for me, I get the chance and the platform to voice my opinion. As for Lochte's poor decisions, those, of course, cannot be disputed. I won't even attempt to. But if you chalk it up to him just not being a very smart person, which we all agree on, I'll speak for you again, not a very bright guy, well, then you can't rip him for his one-on-one with Matt Lauer, right? He's dumb. He does dumb things. And then he comes on and his apology isn't good enough for you. When in essence, that's all the apology was, an apology. This wasn't to set the record straight. It was to apologize. He came on to apologize and hopefully either keep or regain sponsorship dollars. And you say, wow, that's harsh. Think about it, though. If there was no money at stake, there's no apology. And if you think about it even further and say, well, what a jerk, what an SOB. Hold on now. Save the faux outrage, people. He's a bozo who got the you-know-what scared out of him. He made up a story, got scared again, then apologized for it. We all would have done the same to save our necks, to save our wallets. And somehow, I need important people to tell me I should be ashamed and embarrassed and outraged? Folks, that is ridiculous. Please, don't ever tell me how to feel. I am very capable, extremely capable of deciding how to feel. And I feel 100% like the USOC is a joke. But you know what? The USOC is the United States version of the IOC. And we all know about the IOC. Following in the footsteps of FIFA, the NCAA, etc., etc., etc. The Washington Post called Ryan Lochte, quote, the dumbest bell that ever rang. The Toronto Star called him, quote, thick as a whale omelet. I can't even tell you what Jezebel called him. The Los Angeles Times referred to the swimmers as, quote, entitled American athletes breaking stuff. The Miami Herald called Lochte an example of, quote, the ugly American. There you go again. However many tens of millions of people are in this country, it's been decided for all of them that there are ugly people and that they embarrassed us all. Didn't embarrass me. Maybe I'm the only one. Didn't embarrass Tom. I resent very much when people tell me how to feel and speak for an entire nation, no less. No?
No, that's fair. He's a national embarrassment, though. That's the label. That's what's happening.
Not to me. Especially considering the things that are taking place in the country these days. The real reasons we should be embarrassed as a country. We don't need to get into them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and there's an expectation of perfection of these athletes who we don't really pay attention to for 4 years. And then these 2 weeks, they're supposed to act a certain way and perform a certain way. I also think that people watch a lot of Michael Phelps races. But people who aren't swimming fans don't realize, and not that it should matter necessarily the greatness of an athlete, but you know, he didn't commit a felony. He didn't do anything that seriously. And this guy is a swimming legend in this country, has swam in some huge races, has, you know, donated 12 years of his life to representing this country in the pool and has done it amazingly well. So if there's any kind of benefit of the doubt factor going on here, that's somehow been completely erased, at least in the public opinion, but not for me. I haven't forgotten what he's given.
Chris Peters of CBSSports.com writes, as far as the USOC is concerned, it sounds like a decision could come rather quickly after the delegation returns home. For Lochte, and here's the key part, for Lochte, this could spell the end of his Olympic career. The 32-year-old has expressed a desire to compete in Tokyo in 2020. Depending on the severity of the action taken against him, he may not get that chance. So essentially, if you tell me or you tell him he can't race or compete in Tokyo, that's a 4-year suspension. Or, in other words, a lifetime ban. Does that seem fair? Oh, my God, no.
No, it doesn't. And people saying that he's getting a free ride or he got off easy or something for this, I mean, that's ending your career over...
Ridiculous.
Very, very little.
Totally.
Especially with the career that you've had. You don't deserve an end like this.
And
he
I
did it to himself.
I did not know that was a family friend of yours. I'm astounded at those quotes from her, from Anita de France. Astounded. It's just like... Be worse. Be worse. Say worse things. That was like, I was startled to read those quotes. I could not read them to you. All right, well, you know where I stand. 855-212-4CBS. Hit me up on Twitter. You already have. Eric tweets at me, man, you are ridiculous. You keep talking about the same thing. You're pathetic, man. Just pathetic. Eric, keep the good tweets coming. Again, 855-212-4CBS. You'll get your chance next. Jay Berman filling in for Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.